up, y'all? It's your girl Alicia getting back to you guys. It's been a hell of a long time, I would say. And you guys can be very disappointed in me because I would definitely understand. But I always knew that I was going to come back and finish my podcast. And I'm going to explain why I've been so MIA on you guys. But I think this is a perfect day and opportunity to go ahead and do a podcast today. So I did deactivate my Facebook, so I no longer have Facebook. I also deleted my Instagram account, and the only social media that I am currently on is Snapchat and TikTok. But other than that, I kind of just blocked myself off of social media right now. I took a life crisis and I quit my job about four months ago. I quit my job 4 months ago. I've been surviving, so paying my bills, paying my portions, and doing everything on time. So that's good, but I'm going to just get into the nitty gritty with you guys because I drove all the way to a damn lake just to see a view, have some peace and some calmness, and to just really get my mind off of everything and focus on y'all. I feel like I'm always saying how much I feel alone in life and how I don't have anybody. And like, yes, I have friends, I have a boyfriend, like I have family, but I still feel alone, you know? And so I just thought it would be best for me to stop hiding from you guys and to come to the podcast and, I don't know, just reach out here and hopefully I can find people who can relate to me and find my people, if you know what I'm saying, because I don't feel like I have my people right now, because if I did, I wouldn't feel alone, but I do feel alone, and it's kind of hard going through a lot of situations and having so many people around you, but still feeling like no one understands you. So maybe I can come on here and do my explainings and talk about my life situations without giving a fuck who has an opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing why I think I haven't came to the podcast, because a lot of my pride has gotten in the way. You know, a lot of people want to have this picture perfect life, but in reality we're all just trying to figure our shit out, you know? So I need to stop putting my pride to the side, and I need to just say fuck whoever thinks that life is supposed to be easy, because it's fucking not. Life is dreading, especially when you become an adult and being hindered away from the adult life and now trying to figure this shit out all on your own. Like, I'm tired. I even told myself, like, I'm no longer gonna go out and do any functions, spend any money or anything like that, unless there's a reason to celebrate. No, I'm not gonna lie, after I'm done making this podcast and spilling all my beans to y'all, I am gonna go stop at a bar and probably have a drink or two. And that's another thing that I'm trying to do. I am now trying to go in public alone. I need to now start feeling like what it's like to be alone if I feel alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to get myself out of that comfort zone and go sit in a restaurant and order a meal by myself and make myself feel that awkwardness and all those anxiety feelings to get used to it, because I'm tired of hindering myself. I feel like I'm hindering myself from so many opportunities right now. With that being said, so I quit my job because, for one, I had an opportunity to do so. You know, I'm still making money on the side. I have my own little side hustles going on. And really, like, I'm all about energy. I'm all about my solitude and etc. And I can't be at a job if somebody is constantly belittling you and making you feel like shit. And I feel like all 9-to-5s do that, especially with your bosses, your managers. Now, I'm not gonna say all 9-to-5s do that, but most 9-to-5s do it, because when you're in a position to have power, I don't know, people just don't know how to act when they get power. They get too high-headed. They do too fucking much when they ain't gotta do all that extraness. Like, people forget that we're all human. You know, we forget those human tactics and how to have common sense and how to speak to a person properly. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like common sense is just going out the window. But long story short, I didn't feel like I had a purpose at my job. I just feel like it was one of those where I'm working, and then 5 years later, I'm finally going to wake up and be like, hey, Alicia, what are you doing with this job? You know, like, what is this getting you? Are you going to, you know, want to be in this firm one day and run this firm one day? Hell nah. Do you really give a fuck about what you're doing? Hell nah. I'm just doing it for money. And honestly, this is something that me and my boyfriend, we have arguments about, because I'm a type of person where fuck money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand we all need to get a hustle and we all need to make our ends meet to live. That's why we really care about money, is just to live. But I want to be happy while I'm making money. And I don't care if I have to put myself in the lowest position to figure that shit out. I'm not asking for no help. I'm not asking for no handouts. I'm just asking people to let me do what the fuck I got to do. As long as I'm making my ends meet, let me go ahead and scramble ramble around some shit. Like, do y'all know how many jobs I've had already? I done worked in optics. I worked in the medical billing. I worked with construction, installation, fucking state fair. I worked in Little Caesars, did the retail, like, did telemarketing, even worked with a fucking robot. Like, there's been so many jobs that I've worked since I've got out of high school to know that a 9-to-5 is not for me. Like, so I don't know, but I get it. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do. But I'm just, I don't know, I don't care about money enough to waste my time and my life to be somewhere where I'm not happy. So if somebody wants to come for you and tell you, like, oh, you don't want it, then that's not true, because I want it. I just I'm not gonna sit here and ruin my energy and go to a fucking job that I hate and go home and yell at my damn boyfriend for no fucking reason just because I'm angry at my job and I'm angry at my life because I don't like where I'm at when I'm putting myself in that position. Y'all have to be willing to make sacrifices. Y'all have to be willing to hear those people tell you that you're not doing enough, when in reality, they don't have any fucking idea what it's like to be in your shoes. You know, like, I got hustlers out here that sell and get their scams and get their unemployment that are trying to come to me and tell me how to live my life. But what is y'all really doing? You know, like, easy money, that's great. You know, I'm never coming for nobody. But when a easy money motherfucker want to come to me and try to talk about my pockets, it's a fucking problem. Because at the end of the day, that shit can get taken from you at any time. All right. And if I got to do this shit long and slow and figure this shit out, I'm going to do it. But I need people that's going to be down and out with me and understanding and supporting me, not telling me what the fuck to do when they ain't even in my position. Along with that, I don't know. Like, I just been going through a lot, you guys. Like, I don't know. And that's why I wanted to come here, because I feel like if I'm going to tell somebody, I'm going to tell someone. I don't know. I just need to speak, get my mind off of things, you know, like, just talk shit out. And, like, so I quit my job, did that shit. And along with quitting my job, I filtered through a couple little side hustles. Like, I started to do knitting. I realized that takes more money to buy all the knitting supplies than I'm going to sell. Like, it took like $80 for me to knit a blanket. I'm at least going to have to sell that bitch $150 and up just to make some good profit off of it, you know? So that's dead. Stop that. I'm trying to get into my singing, because I'm a really good singer. It's just I got my fucking anxiety and stage fright, but I need to get over that shit, because that shit is dead. I'm not gonna keep having that as an excuse for me. So I'm about to just start posting videos and, you know, showing everybody what I got, showing my talent. It's all my insecurities that are stopping me from doing it. Like, I be making little weird faces when I be singing and shit, but I need to let that shit go. I need to just be me, Alicia. It's time for me to be me. But really learning how to be alone. Like, I feel alone, but I don't know how to be alone, if you know what I mean. Like, it scares me when I'm out of my comfort zone. And I need to do that more. Like, last weekend, I hung out with one of my old high school friends. And I didn't have my boyfriend with me. And my boyfriend, he is my best friend. Like, I keep him on my hip anywhere I go. If you see me, you see him. But we've been trying to learn how to be on our own, you know. Like, we're also growing into adults, and we have to learn how to be adult. And it's kind of hard trying to be an adult when you've been in a relationship since high school, you know. So what really is adulthood when you haven't even been alone yet? So we're trying to just, you know, He went and he hung out with his guy friends. I hung out with my girlfriends. And let me tell you, I was homesick the whole entire time. I wanted to go home. I wanted to go to my boyfriend. But I stuck it out. And it was actually a really good weekend. I can say I was by myself. I felt independent, you know. But I need to do it more. And that's what I'm doing tonight. Like, came, drove to the lake by myself. I'm going to start doing this more often. So that way I can have some peace of mind, some quiet time, some me time. And just speaking to y'all while I'm doing it. That way I don't feel like I'm just chilling. You know, have you ever done something you didn't want to do before? And the whole time while you're doing it, you're just thinking about like wanting to go home or go into your safe space. That's what I do 24/7. And I need to start making myself get out of my safe space. So I know that anywhere can be safe. You know, I'm just babbling right now. But this podcast is really just about a babble. Like, I haven't talked to you guys in so long, and y'all was messaging me, texting me. Like, I got so many people reaching out to me over the past 4 months. Like, Alicia, when are you going to make your next podcast? And this is not. And I feel so disappointed in myself, but y'all have to also understand, I've been going through so fucking much. Like, I haven't really told anybody this, but I don't mind telling you guys because I think it was an experience. And I think that a lot of people may be able to relate, but 2 weeks ago, I tried to commit suicide, and along with that, I realized when I did it, how much it affected people. You know, when you're down and you're depressed and you feel alone, even though you have so many people around you, but you're alone, you can't really think correctly, I would say. And me not thinking correctly was me saying, like, I'm in a hole. And no one sees me, no one hears me. I reached out, I said it, like, this was my kind of cry for help in a sense. But it shouldn't have took that much for people to understand, like, I need help, you know? Like, you keep telling people you're tired, and they think, like, oh, she's just saying that shit, until one day she's really fucking tired. And then people are like, whoa, well, what's going on? Well, listen, you know, and I feel like that's why I just gotta be about me a little bit more, because it disappoints me to depend on other people to save me when I should be saving myself, you know? So it's fucked up in my head that I even want that. And so it woke me up in a sense. I woke up and I said, whoa, Alicia, what are you looking for within them? You need to be looking for that shit within yourself, you know? And I just been hella depressed, especially because it's sitting in this damn house. I quit that job, and I feel lost. You know, like, these side hustles, they're not easy. Anybody that's in it, you know, you got to put in that hard work and that dedication. But I'm really, like, my mind is so strong on finding what makes me feel happy. Like, I just can't wake up every day and say, ugh, I'm trying to break my own fucking leg just so I can go to the hospital so I can miss work. Like, that's sad. That's not a life I'm trying to live. And I don't care what the fuck I gotta do to get my life. And I don't care who I have to lose to get my life. But I'm gonna take my time. And I'm gonna really marinate in Alicia. Because Alicia needs some marination, if you know what I'm saying. And even with my man, like, I don't feel him helping me. He's not watering me right now. And that's okay and understandable in a sense, because he's young as well and he's going through his own shit. But I need something. Like, even a motherfucking friend, something. I don't know. I need myself, I guess. But sometimes it hurts when you have to realize that that's all you really got is yourself. Like, you can be in relationship, friendships, but really down and out, you got to have you at the end of the day. 100%. 100, 200%, 400, 500, 1,000%. You gotta have you, no matter if you even have somebody in your corner that's been loyal and down and out with you. You still gotta have you. Should never, never depend on nobody. Ever. It just sucks, yo. But no, so I did that, and I just been lost, I would say. So if you've ever been lost or whatever, hit me up, hit my line, speak to me, because I would really love to talk to a lot of people and reach out to a lot of people. And even just going, if we got to go and have a drink or something, or, you know, go take a walk somewhere, be proactive. It's really time for Alicia to get all about her and figure some shit out, get some clientele going, get my little side hustle going, you know, I apologize as well. Y'all probably is like, what's she apologizing for? But I still say sorry because I still feel like I owed y'all my podcast, you know? If y'all gonna support me, I need to support y'all because you guys are supporting me, you know? Stay loyal to my customers. Not my customers, but my audience. Stay loyal to my audience. I don't know why I said customers. I'm over here thinking about selling and shit. But, you know, so, I don't know. I just been feeling really low. And this is, it's taken me a lot to even come and say this to my podcast. Because I'm the type of person where I'm going to try to keep that shit in as best as possible. Like, if you're close to me, of course, you're going to hear what the fuck I'm going through. But I don't really like to get into detail about my bullshit. Because I've been dealing with a lot of bullshit, taking L's. Like, even I try to start my nails. So I splurge and I spend hella money on my nails. All nail supplies, I got everything, anything you need, to the fake hand, to the drill, to the goddamn monomer or whatever, and, you know, acrylic powders and all that shit, like, got everything. And my stupid ass, like, they're all, like, you ever do some shit and it's like, damn, that's your fault, so you gotta sit in your own bullshit because it's your fault. So I went down to the cities knowing that I had a package coming in the mail, and I messaged them stating that I wasn't going to be home, but they dropped it off anyways, and I stay in an apartment, and all my shit got taken. And now I'm in an investigation on Amazon, but they're taking a week and a half just to reach out to me and let me know if they're going to give me back my supplies or whatever, resend them out, or if I'm going to have to just buy them. So that's a L that I'm taking. Somebody broke into my car last night because my stupid ass, I broke my TV. I broke my TV. So I went to Walmart. I bought a new TV. I brought that TV home to realize that TV was broken. So I brought it back to Walmart, got another TV, brought that one home. Like, so once I got home, I was really just frustrated. And I just wanted to sit down. Like, it took me all day just to get my TV back. So once I got home and I sat down, I went to sleep to realize that I didn't lock my car last night. And there are people in my apartment building that just every night they go around and they must just try to tuggle at doors to see if they can find a lucky one that's unlocked. And they happen to find my bullshit. And these motherfuckers is gonna come in my car. They take my change jar. They took my puffy jacket and my fucking Concords, my goddamn Jordans. Them bitches damn near cost $500, because we don't even know if there's going to be another one coming out. I could have held them down for 10 more years. I barely wore them. I was taking very good care of them. And if you know me, you know I do not care about shoes at all. Like, I will get my Crocs dirty, like anything dirty. But with my Jordans, though, these motherfuckers. So if I catch anybody in my apartment wearing Jordans, I swear to God, I'm not even gonna want to fight. I'm gonna go get a belt and I'm gonna whoop they ass, because what the fuck, you ain't even come up off of that. Like, karma's gonna hit motherfuckers, but y'all just be so ignorant sometimes. It just be like, was that worth it, you breaking in a goddamn car? Now what if I had a camera in the window? Now that's a charge right there. And all you came up with some Jordans and some change and a puffy coat. Now, it hurt my feelings because I loved them Jordans and that puffy coat. Fuck the change, you know. But then again, it's just materialistic, though, right? Everybody like, it's okay, Alicia. It's just material. But it was mine. Okay, that's the principle right there. It was mine. You don't touch my shit. Man, I woke up. I was yelling all through the hallway. I was yelling outside, calling everybody in the apartment some bums. I damn near wanted to go bust a hole in everybody's car. But then I had to realize I also have a car. So I don't know. I just been so angry lately, just because, like, life hasn't been going the way I want it. But that's making me also feel like life's about to go the way I want it. Something's got to give, you know. Something's going to have to cough up, because can't be no way that this is just gonna be life. Nah, but I don't know. This is just the first of my podcast. Y'all gonna hear me explain what the fuck I've been going through a lot more, but I just needed to get a lot off my chest. Like, I don't know. I'm just tired. Do you ever say you tired and really, like, just been real tired, though? Like, motherfucker, don't even understand the tiredness that you have in you. But I will say, I took a lot of L's with the money, but I will say I am making money without having a job right now. So that's real nice. I've been making my little hustles ends and shit like that. But I'm also just going to go fuck around and get a part-time just so I can pay my bills with the part-time. And then whatever extra I do on the side is for me and my savings. I've been saving. I'm trying to get to a certain amount of number by my birthday. And if I do, then I'm going to take a trip that I wanted to take. But if I don't, then my ass is sitting in the goddamn house and continuing in stack like I was supposed to. But I'm, for now on, at least he ain't celebrating unless there's a reason to goddamn celebrate. Why I look like going to the goddamn bar and I ain't even do shit, you know? So now that shit's over with. But no, I appreciate you guys though for being supportive and listening to me, because I don't have a lot of that, you know. But Alicia is gonna get off. She's gonna go have one drink, one shot and a mixed drink at the bar, and then she's gonna take her ass home and lay the fuck down or something, and have tomorrow be a new day. I will be reaching out to you guys tomorrow, coming back to this lake, seeing this view, because it is a beautiful view and stuff. No, just reach out to you guys and finish talking to you guys. But this is my ramble today, so don't expect for it to be any specific topic. It's just all about me right now. And if you can relate to anything that I'm saying, please reach out, because I know that I could also be a help to other people. Even though I go through a lot of bullshit, I don't know, my spiritual animal is very giving. I'm a very giving person, and I give a lot of great advice. Say I have a head on my shoulders for other people, but you know, I'm going crazy. Y'all ever peep how, like, anybody high, like lawyers, doctors and shit like that, they all be like alcoholics and shit? That's because, you know, they gotta drink away their own pain while they help everybody deal with theirs. But I'm tired of not dealing with my pain. It's time for me to deal with mine. And so I'm gonna be a little bit more aggressive for myself, you know, making more time for myself. I don't care who I have to lose about that. Because if you don't support me working on myself, then you don't deserve to have me. And I mean that with everyone. Not even, like, family-wise or relationship-wise. Even friendships, everyone. Like, y'all have to be willing to be down and out with me to see the light. But, I'm gonna get going, though. There was just a cop that passed this little parking lot. I don't know when this parking lot closes or if it's, like, and open 24 hours, but it was nice speaking with you guys, and I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. Toodaloo. Peace out.